Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Greasy Garage Studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Well, hi everyone and welcome. Good to have you along. We're having an exciting weekend here this weekend, of course. Good to have you in the Greasy Garage Studio with me, riding shotgun alongside me each and every week. It's an honor and very proud to have you here with me. And this week here on Auto World, you know, as I always say, we give you a touch and a taste and a little tease of what is happening. Well, we are actually very honored, and we're going to take you on a little field trip, folks, this hour of Auto World. Why not? Huh? Every once in a while, we'll go down the hall here in the Greasy Garage studio in the Auto World Plaza, and I get you in these different studios. But, you know, I decided, you know, why not just get out of the studio completely and take all of you with me to Spain? What? Yes. We're going to take each and every one of you to Spain. And why? Well, because you are driving an automobile, a truck, a car. You might be even driving, you know, that rototiller come summertime. So, and it's made out of what? Raw materials. Metal. Heavy metal. I don't think we're going to go, we're not going to be interviewing or talk about heavy metal bands here. We're talking about metal. That's right. From Spain. As you know, automakers, folks, as you know, we've talked a little bit more here about it here on Auto World, such as General Motors, GM, Ford, Chrysler, of course, and there's so many more that are now announcing a range of new electric vehicles. At the, they just did this, actually, at the CES in Las Vegas 2022 last week. And, you know, the race to production now heats up, folks, with plans to launch dozens and dozens of new EV models over the next 2 years in a range of different styles, of course, and varying in different price points. But however, continuing global supply chain problems, as you know, the word supply, have been difficult to keep up with consumer demand. You yourself. I mean, here recently, I have been, of course, I'm broadcasting here live in Boise, Idaho, and we're going to be going to Spain here in just a second, introduce our very honored to have this gentleman with us. But, gosh, I was in the grocery store the other day, and where's the milk? Where's the creamer for my coffee? So, as you all know, the supply. We're having problems here. So today on Auto World, we're going to go on a little field trip, and we're going to go over to Spain. Why? Because we're going to talk and find out, get down to the nuts and the bolts of the story behind a lot of different types of metals that make up your automobile. And so with that said, I have with us today here from Spain, he might be in his man cave, we're going to find out. He is the CEO, chairman, and president of El Monte Industries, Mr. Lewis Black. He's an international raw materials development. This is a El Monte Industries is an international raw materials development company, folks, that mines for tungsten. So with that said, Mr. Lewis Black, good to have you along with us here from Spain.
Good evening, Mark. How are you?
Good, good. I welcome you into Auto World, and it's very, very honored, Mr. Black, to have you here. And we're going to, as I stated to our listeners, I want to get down to the nuts and the bolts. I have a lot of questions for you about what is going on. We know we've talked a little bit about here about the chips. And with that said, tell us a little bit about what El Monte, am I pronouncing that, El Monte Industries?
No, El Monte, you've got it. So, okay. El Monte, we're the largest producers of tungsten concentrate outside of China. So China accounts for 83% of the world's production of tungsten, which they sort of, that market share came about through the price collapse in the 80s. And more than 99% of our material is mined either in Spain, Portugal, and South Korea shortly, and is shipped to the U.S. for everything from aerospace, automotive, batteries, semiconductors. So tungsten is used both as an industrial and a technology metal across the board. So we have a unique insight as to what's going on.
So tungsten Can we kind of give the folks a little bit insight of what really is tungsten? It's quite a tungsten twister.
Well, tungsten is it's got the same density as gold, but it's very durable. So it's used in predominantly in automotive, in gears, catalytic converters, braking systems. But in the new EVs, the generation of EVs, it's now being used in the anodes. So South Korea is the largest consumer of tungsten per capita in the world because of the battery and the semiconductor business. And just recently, Mercedes announced they've developed a new electric vehicle that can go over 1,000 kilometers. So it's roughly 600 miles, which, of course, is one of the holy grails of getting longevity. And these are the new generation of batteries, and tungsten is ultimately replacing cobalt and the anodes so that you can put more nickel in the battery and therefore charge it quicker and hold a charge for longer.
Is it a heavy type of product, Lewis?
Oh, it's very dense, but you only use a very small amount of it. I mean, the entire world, the production is about 93,000 tons a year. That's it.
93,000 tons. Oh my! That how can we draw a picture with words here for the folks? How big can I say? How big a pile it would that be? How many houses?
Well, it's very dense, so actually not that big a pile at all. It's got the same density as gold. So, in fact, it would. I suppose if you measured it all out. If you think you ship it in a 20-foot container, and that's 20 tons. But really, to be honest, if you look at something like copper, which is running into, a million-plus tons a year, you can see 93,000 tons. It's not a great deal. It's a very difficult metal to mine. It's very, very difficult.
And that's what I was going to ask you, too, is that how does your company find it? I mean, it's not as simple as the process of just taking a metal detector.
No. It's because it's considered to be the most strategic metal on the planet across just about every government in the world. There has been extensive government surveys done over since the 1930s for this. So we pretty much know where every deposit is, and it is a declining resource. There's really only a handful of projects that are still open outside of China because everyone went out of business in the 80s, except our mine in Portugal and Sandvik's mine in Austria. So we know very well where the material is, but the question is getting to it. And all of our customers insist that we operate in safe jurisdictions because, obviously, transparency of supply chain. And this is one of the reasons why supply chain ultimately has some issues, not just, the usual Omicron or the COVID problems, but also because the supply chain itself now has to conform to such a high level of transparency. And those mines have to conform to such a high level of ESG that it makes producing more and more difficult.
And how deep is it? Lewis, into our Earth, how far do you have to dig?
No, it's not like platinum mines, which are sort of, a stone's throw from the center of the planet. We don't have temperatures of 50 degrees under there. So ultimately, tungsten is inert, so it's not like the carbon, like coal, where you could have carbon in the air, which is obviously combustible. It's an inert metal. You find it in vein structures, quartz veins or skarns. We mine it both underground and on surface. But no, you're not going to any significant depth. We may go down, maybe 600 meters, 700 meters, but you're in a mountain, and so that's still above sea level that you're mining. So
okay,
we're not subject to the huge. We don't have to air condition the mine like they do with the platinum mines in South Africa.
Sure, and it's very clean then. I mean, you're not. My brother-in-law, I know that he's here in Idaho. He travels the West Coast. Well, we're going to take a short break. We have the CEO and president of El Monte Industries with us, folks. Take a little short break, and we'll be right back. And we're going to, get into the nuts and the bolts of the story. How your car is made. I'm Mark Evans, right here at Auto World. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back into Auto World. This is Auto World broadcasting live from Boise, Idaho. Good to have you along. We're in the Greasy Garage studio this week and on a little homework homework trip, I guess we could call it. I hope you all folks have your pencils and paper out and pens or whatever you'd like to write with, because we've got a lot of neat information coming out of a gentleman here. We went on a field trip, and it is a big airplane, I guess. All of us had to get on the airplane. So thank you for sitting shotgun with me here on Auto World. And we are live with Mr. Lewis Black. He is the CEO, President, and Chairman of El Monte Industries. We've been talking about mining and tungsten. And Mr. Black, you folks are the largest tungsten mining company there is. Now, do you have competitors that do the same thing?
Outside of China, not really, no. But, you know, we have obviously the advantage that we're, you know, our mine in Portugal has been running for 126 years. So we have more than five generations of knowledge in this, and that was really what was required to be able to compete when China arrived into the market in the 80s and brought obviously a lot of material into it. The price, of course, collapsed. So, you know, we've had to develop technologies and advancements in order to remain competitive. So it's a very difficult, the barrier of entry is very high in that sense.
How many locations do you have?
We're
operations,
Portugal,
I guess I should
Spain.
Say.
Well, we have two projects in Spain, one in Portugal, and then we're in the business and in the process now of reopening the world's largest tungsten mine in South Korea.
And with that, you don't have any operations going on in the United States at this time?
We unfortunately, the tungsten deposits are rather miserable, what's left in the U.S., because in the 50s, tungsten was more valuable than gold. So you can imagine that everybody was looking for tungsten and mining it. And there's not a huge number of deposits around the world anyway. So in the United States, you know, from GE to very large corporations were engaged in the mining of tungsten. And most of the projects were either played out or now have very small reserves, unfortunately. I would love to mine in the U.S., but, you know, unfortunately, there's not really the reserves now.
Yeah, and that product again is everyone that's listening is involved in this product, aren't they? I mean, because our cars, our trucks, everything that can I say anything that is made here in the United States and global with metal, any type of metal has tungsten.
Well, I mean,
tungsten
all
is involved.
Is shipped into the U.S. So, you know, in the U.S. they use the material for anything from defense, medical to medical equipment, automotive inserts, gears, wear parts, drills for oil and gas drilling and for mining. So there's an awful lot of consumption of tungsten in manufacturing and in the newer technologies. So, as I said, the vast majority of our material is shipped into the United States.
Is the automotive industry one of your biggest clients?
Well, the automotive industry is one of the biggest consumers of tungsten in the world because you use a lot of tungsten in a regular car, in a gasoline car, in the gear system, in the catalytic converters, and in the braking systems. And also, you need inserts to manufacture the car. So when you're placing all the rivets and all the basically the drill pieces, you need those inserts. But now EVs are also a voracious consumer, not just in the manufacturing, because you have to rivet together the body panels, because obviously you're working with much lighter weight materials, but also in these new generation of batteries that South Korea is now producing. So, automotive is probably the single most important sector for our industry. I think it accounts for about 29% of the world's consumption.
Oh my goodness! Okay, so and I was saying before we went to break about my brother-in-law. I want to kind of highlight this with how deep you folks. I mean, do not go. You're on, like on the surface. My brother-in-law had to get. He shared with me. He's a salesperson and he sells a lot of products to the mines in the west coast of the United States here. And he has been down in mines 2 miles down, and he has to get certified to go down 2 miles down into our planet. And you're not quite that deep, are you, mining?
No. And we generally find tungsten to be in more elevated areas because of its density. For it to make it anywhere near the surface, it requires quite a push by the planet. And so you find that what few deposits there are close to the surface. They're not so deep.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it a product, Lewis, that, like gold, a lot of people, you know, want that gold, and they'll do anything to get it, good and or bad. Is this a product that is like that?
No. I mean, no. Tungsten is an industrial and a technology metal. I personally find it's very, for me, it's very beautiful to look at. It's black. It's the same weight as gold, and it's basically a sparkly black substance. You know, it's, I find it extraordinarily attractive, but I suppose I would.
sure.
But no, it doesn't elicit the same emotional response as gold. But also, it's very difficult, as I said, to extract, and that dissuades a lot of people from even getting excited about it, because you really need to know what you're doing to be able to get it out of the ground.
Sure. It sounds like it's harder to get than gold, then. And we all know gold is hard to get.
Gold is gravity. Yeah, gold is all gravity. I mean, once you get it out of the ground, you can separate it with gravity because it's very dense. But tungsten is very brittle. And so every time you touch it, a little bit disappears. So you have to be very sensitive to that.
So black with sparkles is kind of what it looks like. And is it shiny or dull?
Yeah, no, it's shiny.
It's shiny. So could I have a ring made out of it to put on my finger?
Oh, people do. People do actually have tungsten jewelry. I think there was a thing about tungsten cubes in the U.S. You know, everyone had to have these tungsten cubes. It was like, I think Reddit got hold of it, and they were selling hundreds of thousands of these cubes for people's desks. And I think they're still buying them now. And these cubes are used traditionally as a counterweight.
Okay, or paperweight, I guess.
But people aren't using it for that. They just like to have them.
Okay. Does it smell? If I pick, how large is this cube that they're selling?
They're all different sizes. They're everything from a square inch to a quarter square inch to up. So I think the largest one they've done has been like 12 square inch. Weighing, it has a significant weight to it. But the counterweights are produced in all different varieties and all different sizes depending on the application. And it just seems that, a section of people just became, that we like this, we want it for our desk. And they're taking an industrial use of the tungsten to be more of a cosmetic, a fashion item. It's quite peculiar, but people like it, so that's okay.
Yeah, and what would the cost be of that 12-inch cube, roughly?
Oh, they're quite expensive. I mean, I think the 12-inch one is running into $20,000 or $18,000. I mean, tungsten's not cheap. I mean, it's not, runs, the price of tungsten is somewhere in the region of, $32,000 a ton.
Wow. My goodness, some great information. I don't know, Lewis, if I could afford one of those for my desk. Mine would have to be real small. We're going to take a little short break here from the Auto World Plaza. You're listening to Auto World with the CEO, President, and Chairman of El Monte Industries from Spain, folks. Come on back. We're on a field trip.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Russia claims it's not planning to invade Ukraine, but with nearly 150,000 troops on the border with Ukraine, People are wondering what their plan is. Republican Senator from Iowa Joni Ernst tells ABC's This Week the Biden administration is not curbing Russia.
So far with this administration, we have seen a doctrine of appeasement, and that certainly is not going to deter President Putin and Russia from invading Ukraine.
Senator Chris Coons, a Democrat from Delaware, has this.
The very strongest sanctions, the sorts of sanctions that we use to bring Iran to the table, is something that we should hold out as a deterrent to prevent Putin from taking the last step of invading Ukraine.
Administration sources are confirming the State Department is now planning evacuations for diplomats. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Oh, this thing is running great.
Running good because we got tungsten under the hood, in the hood, in the computer chip in this bad boy. Hey, good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans, your host. You're listening to Auto World. We are literally in Spain today. I'm sitting live in the, of course, the Greasy Garage Studio, as you all know, in the Auto World Plaza in Boise, Idaho. Today we have a special guest and a special show, very, very special. We have Lewis Black with us. He's the chairman, CEO, and president of El Monte Industries, folks, and an international raw materials development company that mines for tungsten. And what, we're all cousins of tungsten because we all drive cars in your auto world, of course. Good to have you along, Mr. Black. It's a special treat. It really is. I'm very, thank you again for being here. We were just talking about the tungsten, the shiny black tungsten product that, as you stated, $18,000 to $20,000 for a 12-inch by 12-inch. Is this a product that maybe I could maybe, like I mentioned about maybe having one made and putting in on a ring? And you said that folks are doing this.
Yes, there is tungsten jewelry. You know, that there certainly are people who make tungsten rings, and you can do a Google, you can find tungsten jewelry. I mean, it's something which, you know, seems to have certainly a market.
Well, I'm going to look that up. I might have to, because I got a little museum and I like everything and anything to do with cars. And if without tungsten, it doesn't, we're not going to have an automobile sitting here. With a product-wise now, 12-inch by 12-inch square of tungsten, how far would that go making a part on one of our automobiles?
Well, you know, the reality is that you use very little tungsten in an automobile. in terms of pound, you know, grams or pound, you're talking ounces. But without it, you couldn't produce the automobile. So, because remember, tungsten is dense, so you don't want too much, you don't want that weight. Weight is bad. It makes, obviously, issues for economies in terms of fuel consumption. You want to keep the weight down, but you coat, you sinter tungsten into the alloys that you're consuming or you're using. So, for instance, all the gears within the gearbox will have on the teeth a sintered amount of tungsten on them to make them much more durable, for example. So you're not really using vast amounts per car, but as I said, we only produce 93,000 tons a year. So the reason is that because without it, you couldn't manufacture the car.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we would not have them. We would not have them. Now, how did you get involved with El Monte Industries?
Well, I mean, I founded the business, so we've been doing this for a long while. As for how I ended up in tungsten, well, in fact, it's a rather unusual story. A friend of mine, who I went to school with, was always a little eccentric, and he ended up in Thailand, of all places, because he was an eccentric Englishman, I think is the best word for it. And he ended up in a mine. Well, he won it in a card game in Bangkok, and it was in the north of Thailand near a place called Chiang Mai. Well, it wasn't really a mine; it was four guys working. And he asked me, they were throwing this black stuff away because it wasn't iron ore, so they didn't know what it was, and he was looking for copper. And I was curious as to what this black stuff they were throwing away because it was very heavy. And then I started my research. This was just after college. So I fell in love with this whole idea that without this little bit of black stuff, you couldn't launch a satellite, your vibrator in your phone, you couldn't drill for oil or gas or mine, you couldn't manufacture anything which had generated heat, you couldn't make a semiconductor. You know, all these things, it was fascinating to me. Fascinating. So that's how I ended up in it.
Very interesting. It's very interesting. I want to thank you. I salute you for doing this, because without this product, we, like you said, we would not have an automobile. With the supply chain and COVID, has it affected your companies?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, I'm just getting over it now. It was a gift from the ex-wife. Yeah, for Christmas. I would have taken socks. But instead, she gave me COVID. So,
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's right. I'm vaccinated, and so you know, it is what it is. At least we're over and done with now. But no, we've had in this Omicron variant, the Alpha and Delta, we managed to manage it very well, I believe, because we didn't have anything ripping through the mines. But this Omicron in Europe, especially, has been very problematic. We're about 21% down on our workforce through the quarantines. This Omicron, obviously they're catching it at home or they're catching it out and about. On the site, we operate a pretty tight ship. But, yes, it is affecting us. And also, shipping is a disaster, not just for us, but for everyone. It's a total disaster. Trying to get allocation on a vessel, trying to get the actual container itself. It's a complete mess. So, yes, this COVID has continued to be problematic, and the response by governments has sort of compounded those issues.
Absolutely, and we're familiar with that, with containers sitting out at, outside the, on the ocean there at Long Beach, California. It's just one port, of course. And that's the thing with my automotive business that I have too. Same thing. We cannot get certain parts. We diagnose the car, and we stop right there, tell the customer what's wrong, and then we have to make sure that we have the part in hand before we can tell them we can fix it. So, what is your opinion of how long, once the COVID is declared as a pandemic, of course, but once this is declared done as a pandemic, how long do you think this will be over? I mean, for you folks, in your providing your operations, providing us with tungsten, do you feel it's going to be 2-3 years or more?
I would say in 23 we should be starting to see greater normalization. I think this year is going to be a rough old ride, and I think it really all depends on whether inflation gets a grip. on all of us, because that ultimately could exacerbate these problems for a number of years, not just, you know, we'll blow through 23 with problems. So I think that right now inflation is what, I mean, it's amazing. You know, I'm just old enough to remember as a kid inflation when it ripped through the end of the 70s, beginning of the 80s. I remember my mum and dad sitting at a table explaining how we used to have chicken twice a week, and that wasn't going to happen anymore because chicken price was going crazy. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, when you're 9 years old, you love chicken. So that's why I remember it. But I think there's a whole generation of people who have no understanding of what inflation really means. I saw some commentary that said, oh, it's just rich people having to pay more. They don't really understand what this is going to do if it really gets a grip on the economy. Those with the least will suffer the most, as they always, unfortunately, always end up doing. But inflation is something which could really disrupt supply chains for multiple reasons. So that's, I think, what really governments should now be honest enough to deal with.
Absolutely. I mean, the prices of real estate here in the States have skyrocketed, new and used cars, along with everything else. Is it the same over in Spain? Is the car prices?
They've gone through the roof because you can't get a new vehicle. But, I mean, you just have to look at the energy cost. So the energy cost here now is roughly 400% higher than it was 12 months ago.
Wow.
And so, you know, ultimately you've impoverished a whole section of the community who have just seen their heating bills go through the roof. And of course it's hot, cold in winter, and it's hot in summer, so you need power. And this isn't just, you know, a consequence. The first reaction of the government was to blame the energy companies and say we're going to seize their profits, which of course was rather an interesting approach. But of course the companies pointed out that they don't set the price, the market does. You know, Europe unfortunately has been on a campaign to embrace renewable energy. Mm-hmm. Without any real plan.
Yes, Lewis, hold that. Hold that thought. We're going to take a little short break here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans. You're with Mark Evans here. I'm the host of Auto World, of course, with Lewis Black, the CEO and founder of El Monte Industries. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What a pleasure to have you back with us.
You might not ever get rich.
Oh, if you're mining gold, you might. How about tungsten? Well, we need tungsten. Tungsten, tongue twister, tungsten. Good to have you along. You're listening to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans, alongside President, Chairman, Founder, and CEO of El Monte Industries. Lewis, it's a pleasure to have you here with us. We're learning a lot about tungsten. A lot of folks that are listening, of course, including myself, I've learned that we would not have our automobile without your product that you're mining. And thank you for doing this. And it's an honor to have you here and be able to get the ins and the nuts and the bolts behind, you know, what's the story behind the nuts and the bolts of our cars. And this is something that I always like to do here on Auto World is, of course, bring in. It's a special treat for us to have you join us, and you're in Spain, of course. As I said, we're on a little field trip. We're talking about prices of new cars, used cars, and as you stated, did you say 400% up on 400% new cars?
Energy cars.
400%.
Yes, well, 400% on the cost of electricity.
Wow.
It's increased in the last 12 months.
It's just amazing, you know. And we are higher in a kite here, I guess is the best way to say it. And everything is up price wise. EVs now. We're talking about the tungsten, mining tungsten, and it's in the automobiles. And we're, of course, there's a shortage of chips. Is your product involved in that word chip?
Yes, it's an absolutely essential part of a semiconductor. Because you have to pump into every semiconductor a tungsten hexafluoride gas, so it coats at a nano level, nano size, the inside of every semiconductor with this film of tungsten. And that enables not just conductivity, but also disperses the heat very effectively. So, for instance, 40% of the world's production of gas is consumed by South Korea alone for semiconductors. So it's an absolute key component of a semiconductor.
And this is the biggest problem that we're having, isn't it? We cannot get the chips. The car manufacturers cannot get the chips
put in the automobiles. It's one of the problems the car manufacturers have. It's the most It's the easiest to explain. For instance, there's also a problem with polymers, getting supply of polymers to make the plastics. But that doesn't sound quite as interesting when you write about it. Semiconductor has a certain romantic notion behind it because it's such an advanced, cutting-edge piece of equipment. I mean, you know, product. It's phenomenally advanced. But there are enormous shortages of semiconductors. And with something so small, just like tungsten, if you don't have it, you can't produce the vehicle.
It's scary. It really is. And I see reports, and I've reported on it, talked a little bit about it here on Auto World, is that the car manufacturers, starting back in 2019, and you can correct me, please do, what the year was when the word chips came to be in the public eye, in the news, and these car manufacturers like Ford has, you know, 50,000 trucks sitting in a manufactured field waiting for the proper chip.
Well, yeah. Also, you think that EVs, I think, need five times more semiconductors than a regular vehicle. So,
wow.
The push for the EVs, you know, because, of course, it's an electric vehicle. Everything is computer-controlled. There's no mechanical components as such. Everything is controlled by computer. So, yes, you need a great deal more semiconductors for EVs than you do for a regular vehicle. And so the problem is just compounded.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I wanted to ask you now. We want to talk a little bit about EVs in Spain and also over here in the States. Do you have more EVs on the road than ICE, the internal combustion engine vehicles in Spain?
No. But certainly in the wealthier part of wealthier nations, such as the UK and Germany, certainly EV sales have increased tremendously. So it's now being embraced by the consumer for a number of reasons, but ultimately it's certainly a huge growth area for the automotive sector.
And they're talking here, of course, our president is stating, and not only, you know, our president, but the car companies, Lewis, is they're saying that no more internal combustion engines, and they're giving us dates, and those dates are real close to us from today. What do you think about that? What's your opinion on this now?
I think if we're all perfectly honest, the world cannot produce the amount of raw materials that is required to replace the combustion engine vehicle and replace them with EVs. Raw materials just don't exist. And if you look at the sales of vehicles, albeit that EVs are obviously selling, there's been dramatic increases in the sales, but the numbers are still a fraction of what is sold in the normal combustion vehicle. So there's a long way to go. And I think ultimately, until you have sufficient supply of raw materials, the cost of these EVs is going to remain at a price point that is not commercially sensitive to the ordinary consumer, the normal consumer.
Absolutely. And then the word Tesla, Elon Musk is doing quite well with his brand, Tesla. And they're growing every time I go into a different city. And, of course, here in Boise, Idaho, I see more and more Teslas. So, overall, what you're saying is there's going to be more tungsten in the EV than in the ICE vehicles overall.
I think ultimately, yes. I mean, because you're going to see reduction in the production of combustion vehicles, and you're going to see continue increasing demand and supply of EVs. But the raw material situation isn't going to change overnight. It's going to take a great deal of time to get to that point. And I suppose what Tesla has done very well, apart from making, remember, hybrids were the future only a few years ago. That was the future. What Tesla has managed to do is create an entire new consumer base that actually says, because electric vehicles just 6-7 years ago were considered to be there was no inclination to an electric vehicle. Hybrids, people, you know, were familiar with. Tesla managed to make them fashionable and have done a great job in doing so. And they've built a phenomenal product. They've created the iPhone of telecommunications. It's very expensive, but it looks great, and it works very well. And I think that a lot of these EV manufacturers, that they're fighting now to secure this raw material base, because he who can get it now is going to ensure that competition is going to remain light until raw material supply catches up.
Mm-hmm. Do you own a and drive an EV every day, or?
No. I ultimately, you know, there's not that many charging stations here in Spain.
Okay.
But I'm still, you know, I drive a Volkswagen, a gasoline Volkswagen.
Oh.
And I like it very much. I've never signed up to diesel. And as an Englishman, I've always had a soft spot for 12-cylinder. But my next car will be an EV. You can't stop a rising tide. It's inevitable.
Isn't that the truth? Absolutely. And I do not own an EV either, and you're right. I'm ready. But every time I turn around, though, Lewis, it seems like we have Lucid and I can go on forever here with all the different companies now that's opened up their door, their garage door, and they're building these electric trucks and cars. So our listeners have quite a choice. And I think overall, I mean, right now, as of today, they have quite a choice of, you know, they're scratching their head deciding, do I get that brand? And what is it? I think the EV market right now in the world, I think it's only, 6% total?
I don't think it's even that much. I think it's California, which is obviously the highest tech for EVs in the world. But it's still only a very small fraction. And they're still too expensive. You know, we really break it down. I think they're still very expensive items to own.
Absolutely. Well, hey, we're running out of time this hour of Auto World. Hey, Lewis Black, CEO and President of El Monte, founder of El Monte Industries, thank you for being here on Auto World. It's an honor to have you here with us. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Real quick, though, we only got a few seconds left. What's a good restaurant that when I get over to Spain to say hi to you in person, what's a good restaurant to go to?
Anything with tapas. Go tapas.
Okay.
That's all you got to worry about. Anyone does tapas.
All right. Okay. Hey, thank you.
Thanks,
Lewis,
Mark.
I think I appreciate it. I learned a lot today, and that's what this show's all about. And thank you for sharing your time here on Auto World. Well, folks, that looks like the garage door's going down on this hour. Thanks for being with us. I'm Mark Evans. See you in the next hour. Drive safe and motor on.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.